tranquil weather will continue across the U.S. Midwest as we go forward through this weekend, but there will be a new storm system that will bear down on the region as we get into next week, producing another round of rain and perhaps a little bit of snowfall. The storm system, though, will be a little bit smaller than some of the systems we've seen in recent past weeks. Nevertheless, it's additional moisture over ground that's already saturated, and there is going to be some runoff resulting from it. This storm system, like many of the others, will take a path that will bypass the middle Mississippi River Basin for a large part of the region, at least, and will likely see the runoff from this event most significant in the Ohio River Valley. River levels in the middle Mississippi and lower Missouri River systems continue to decline, and I don't think this storm system will offer much change in that situation. Even if it's only a brief rise, it's not likely to be a significant one. A little later next week and into the following weekend, we're likely to see much colder air plunge into the middle of the country. And once that occurs, the river systems will continue to experience a further decline in their levels because more ice buildup will likely take place on the systems themselves. We'll likely see temperatures well below average for a while, beginning a week from now, more likely in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, and specifically from around the 15th of the month out beyond into maybe sometime around the 20th. The cold that's being advertised is a little speculative at this point, but a lot of the longer range models are out there suggesting that this trend will change, and indeed we will see colder weather. I have confidence that we will see a transition. I'm not convinced how cold it will be yet, but we'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. There's potential that temperatures will be cold enough across some areas in hard red winter wheat country that the need for greater snow cover will be necessary. Some of the snow that's out there today will be melted away over the weekend into early next week as temperatures rise far enough above freezing to induce that melting. And it does look as though when the cold air comes in a week from now, we will likely see a little snowfall occur ahead of it. So for now, we're not terribly concerned about the transition, but it is something worth watching in the long run. Specifically across the Midwest, the storm system that comes in next week will likely have a potential of producing anywhere from maybe 3/10 of an inch to 8 or 9/10 of an inch of rain in quite a few areas, with some potential for even greater amounts. Wouldn't be surprising at all to see some 1 to 2 inch amounts in a few locations, mostly right at the Ohio River. It's just a little soon to get very specific about that event because the models have been rather inconsistent with this particular storm system. But we should see widespread moisture across the region, and the snowfall potential on the backside of the system should be relatively light, maybe 1 to 4 inches. And again, it is somewhat unclear how much cold air will be available for this particular storm system. Prior to this event, there will be a weak disturbance that will impact parts of the Midwest this weekend. The disturbance will also come into the region from the southwest, and it'll be a very minor event that will occur later tonight and tomorrow, producing a mix of rain and snow across the region. Snow accumulations will be relatively light. A dusting to an inch or two is about all that we can expect, but it will still bring cloudiness and moisture into the region, limiting the amount of drying time that we'll have between that system and the larger one that will occur during the middle part of next week. The cold air that comes in behind all of this, again, is more than a week away. We will see somewhat milder conditions for a while. Temperatures this afternoon are expected to run mostly in the 20s and 30s across the region. But by the time we get to, the middle part of next week, we'll see temperatures across the region in the 30s and 40s, and it wouldn't be surprising to see a couple of extremes over 50 degrees on the south side of the Ohio River. Low temperatures at night will still be in the teens and 20s across many areas, with some single digits in the far northwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.